My cat Rachel is the silliest cat I know. One time, she played inside a paper bag for 3 hours. What a mystery. But I'm glad her health isn't. Thanks to the color-changing litter from Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter. This premium color-changing litter has pH-activated crystals that can help me detect potential illness early. That makes it easy for me to stay on top of her health and well-being. I may not understand all of Rachel's silly quirks, but I can keep up with the important things. Find Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, you're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm so happy you're here. I'm guessing we're going to have some new listeners today since my book, The Lazy Genius Way, came out last week. Thank you to all of you for everything. I could fill this entire episode with words of gratitude. But that's not why you're here. Still, I just want you to know how thankful I am for all of you for listening to this podcast and sharing about the book and buying it. And for many of you waiting very patiently for it to arrive because COVID is stupid. It was just a really, really fun week. So thank you for being a part of it. Okay, so today is episode 171, The 10 Things Saving My Life Right Now. Now, I know that top 10 lists and even this topic specifically, it can be a bit rote. But honestly, there is something super life-giving for me personally to hear what other people are finding joy in. It gives me ideas, of course, but more than that, it just reminds me to pay attention to my own life and be even more intentional about nurturing those things in my day that give me a lot of joy. So I hope this list does that for you today. So let's just jump on in. Okay. Number one, 17-minute naps. Okay, so I mentioned this on Instagram recently, and I had some questions. I take 17-minute naps, like in the middle of the day. I have found that a 17-minute nap is the perfect amount of time for me to like fall asleep, but not sleep so long that I wake up groggy. It took a little bit of trial and error. I started at 13 minutes, but sometimes I woke up groggy, and then 20 minutes was too long. It was like a whole thing. So it did take a little bit of like, you know, finding the right number. But when my eyelids get heavy, usually around like in the 1 o'clock hour, I find a quietish spot. Sometimes I do it in the middle of the living room. Like I don't have to go away. I turn on my white noise app. There are a lot of them. Mine's, I think, actually just called white noise. And I set my phone timer for 17 minutes. Now, even if I don't fall asleep, it's nice to just be still and rest. But often I fall asleep. And then I wake up feeling ready to go. It's really pretty great. And it's how I always operate, assuming I'm home. Like if I'm feeling that way, if I'm feeling that, oh, I could really just fall asleep right now. My family knows. I'm going to be like, hey guys, I'm going to go take a power nap. And then I just do it. Sometimes Annie, my 4-year-old, she'll take one with me, which works out really great because it takes the edge off of her crankiness to kind of be still and maybe even fall asleep herself. But it doesn't ruin her for bedtime, you know? So anyway, I love my 17-minute naps. Number two, double stuffed Oreos. Okay, so fun fact, until a month or so ago, I had never had a double stuffed Oreo, which is shocking and awful to say out loud. A friend of mine, who is actually a jewelry designer, I'll put a link to her shop, Letty and Rowe, in the show notes, but she brought me a package of double stuffs. And left them on the porch as like a good job on the book kind of treat. And I'm so angry at the world for not letting me in on the magic of these cookies sooner. My life is now marked by before double stuff and after double stuff. Oreos are like sort of a survival food in many ways for me. Maybe they are for you too. It's like they're engineered to just like to bring maximum satisfaction when you need them most. Like just a It's like a power cookie in the afternoon or whatever. So they have brought me much joy. Oreos were always great. But now that I have the double stuffs, are you kidding me? It's just the best thing ever. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, thunderstorms. So I'm not a fan of summer. I mostly dislike it pretty aggressively, actually. But summer does bring thunderstorms. And sitting on my front porch, watching and like feeling a thunderstorm roll in is one of my favorite things in the entire world. Whenever a storm is coming, my family knows I'm going to go watch it. They know it is important to me and that it makes me happy. Sometimes they join me. Sometimes I'm on my own. But thunderstorms, they have this really strange ability to make me feel like myself. So why would I not take advantage of that every chance I get? So here's your permission to do the same for yourself. If there's something that makes you feel really happy or settled or calm or whatever it is, try and experience it when it comes through. Don't feel guilty about taking time to rest in who you are. It's like really, really important, you know, especially in these here COVID times. So thunderstorms are like one of the only good things for me about summer, and I've loved every single one of them. Number four, Olive & June nail polish. Okay, so I won't go into this much here, but I broke down why I love this brand and why it has turned me from a not a nail person at all into very much a nail person, and my top 10 favorite shades. I posted all of it in an Instagram post. So if you go to my Instagram account, I am at The Lazy Genius. Just scroll to the photo of nail polish. There's only one because I'm not a nail person. And so there's only one post. But basically, I just have really loved like the liturgy of it. It makes me feel like when I look down at my hands, it makes me feel kind of put together and pretty and happy, but on the most low stakes level ever. And Olive & June itself, it's just a great product with really great shades. I've just been very, very happy to discover it during quarantine. It is very much saving my life. And it's something to do with my kids because Annie loves to paint her nails. Ben loves to paint his nails. We just have, it's like a whole family thing. Number five, a summer meal formula. Okay, so I shared this in episode 164. So if you were interested in like hearing how this whole thing is broken down, you can go and listen to that. But it has been so helpful for me. A summer meal formula is basically just like a loose structure to plan your summer meals kind of like almost all at once. And if you're new here, don't run away from me, okay? Every other big meal plan strategy that I have ever seen on the internet has been way too complicated and just kind of versions of the same thing. This is not, okay? This is basically like guardrails for your decision making. And in this season of the pandemic and launching this book, having a summer meal formula has been like an incredible, incredible lifesaver for me. It's just taken all of the energy of what's for dinner off the table.
This episode is sponsored by ButcherBox. I've been traveling more than usual this spring, and while these trips are very much things I want to do, they sometimes get in the way of things I need to do, like grocery shopping. As a ButcherBox subscriber, I know there's always a high-quality, premium cut of protein in the freezer that I can make for dinner, even if I haven't had time to run to the store. ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood right to your door. They offer 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork raised crate-free, and more. Recently, I got back from a trip, and I knew I had ground pork in the freezer waiting for me, so I didn't have that re-entry panic of what to feed my family. I let it thaw, cooked it up with some noodles and veg, had a great meal with zero stress. Sign up at butcherbox.com/lazy and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer, plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/lazy and use code lazy to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of six polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's
Valentine's Day, I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip-resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system.
This episode is sponsored by Ritual. The internet is so great. My literal job is to be on the internet, whether on social or uploading this podcast. But because the internet is my job, I have developed a healthy dose of skepticism. I can spot a too good to be true hack from a mile away. And that's why I partner with companies like Ritual, who consistently overdeliver and exceed my expectations. Ritual's clinically backed Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. Only about 1% of supplement brands are USP verified, and Ritual is one of them. I take my Ritual multivitamins every morning as I'm making my coffee, and I love how Ritual has made it easy for me to maintain this routine for years. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/lazygenius. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/lazygenius for 20% off. This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Have you heard of Green Chef? I love a good meal kit, and this one puts Whole Foods front and center. Green Chef delivers quality Whole Foods with limited processed ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options, so you can match whatever dietary needs you have. Each week, choose from over 80 flavor-packed meals and easily customize them to suit your lifestyle preferences. I planned for my next Green Chef delivery to come next week, because next week is like peak month of May bonkers, and I already know I will not have the energy for lunches. Yep, I'm using this meal kit box for lunches for me and my husband, and I cannot wait. Want to try Green Chef? Go to greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. The number one meal kit for eating well.
All right, number six. Viori sweats. Okay, so the brand Viori and their sweatpants. I was influenced by Bree McCoy to get these joggers, even though they cost like $80 for sweatpants. I know. And one would think, why? Why would you do that? But here's the thing. When you buy one or two pairs of joggers or sweatpants or, you know, soft pants every year, at least, because none that you have, like, they really make you feel like all that great to wear, not even just out of the house, like in the house too. You're going to buy one pair of joggers that work amazing and you love and that you feel great in wearing every single day. And then you're going to wear them every day. And that's what I've been doing. These joggers are the best ever. Bree has never steered me wrong. I have since gotten like rid of all other soft pants that would distract me and try to woo me. Like they know what they're doing, and they do not. We have learned that they do not. So it has just been so nice every day because we're, you know, we're home. It's been so nice to know what to put on every day, and I'm going to be super comfortable. We're home. So, but even if I have to go like do a grocery pickup or something, it's fine. I don't feel like a slob, which it's okay if we look like slobs or feel like slobs. But if you don't want to feel like a slob, it's not nice to not feel like a slob. But they're great even when it's hot. Like I've worn them in the summer. They're really cooling. It's not a big deal to wear them outside, even when it's hot. But I also got them early enough that I have worn them when it was cold and I stayed quite warm. Like they work in both pairs of weathers. Is that a thing? They work in like all kinds of weather. They're just perfect. It's the perfect pair of sweatpants. I love them so much. I will put a link in the show notes if you are interested. And bougie joggers. Okay. But they have definitely been saving my life. Number seven, the new live album from Penny and Sparrow. If you have been around here for any amount of time, I'm so sorry. You know they're my favorite band. But the point really here with this one is we all have some kind of emotional connection to some kind of music, right? So paying attention to that and playing that music often is a big part in feeling like a person day after day. So Penny and Sparrow, they have a new live album. And of course, it's great musically. You know, I love them so much. But it also has this really nice melancholy to it because it's live and you hear the crowd and you think about going to concerts. And while for some people that is way too depressing to entertain, for me, it's actually been really hopeful. Like, we'll get back there one day. And won't it be so great when we do? So I've really, really loved that album. I've been listening to it on Spotify, but I ordered it on vinyl because I go hard and it is coming in a few weeks and I am so excited about that. All right, number eight, whiskey, particularly bourbon and rye whiskey. So I have just developed a love affair with cocktails over this quarantine and now I've become someone who drinks bourbon neat. You guys, my mastermind gave me a bottle of Rabbit Hole bourbon, if you're like a bourbon person. I'm not going to go into it because I don't know enough about it. I just know that this is like a really good bourbon. It's magical, like all by itself, which is crazy for me to say because I have no tolerance and I used to get really overwhelmed, like choosing a white wine from a restaurant menu. So I think what's been so great about discovering whiskey during these last few months and enjoying it on a regular basis is that, like, deep down, I think my inner self feels like a whiskey drinker, but I never thought I actually had it in me. And I was wrong. And I'm never going back. Like, I just love the experience so much. Like, what a beautiful world whiskey is. And if you pair whiskey and a thunderstorm while listening to Penny and Sparrow, like, I'm about as at peace with myself as a person can be. And I've done that multiple times this summer. And I hold on to those moments because they really, really matter in reminding me that, like, I'm okay and I still feel like myself and life feels really lovely, you know, and it is. There's a lot about it that is. So we hold it all in one place, right? Okay, number nine. The number nine thing that's saving my life is my comfort bird. So this is a weird one and a little new in my life, actually. But it already has had a huge impact. So my buddy, Emily P. Freeman, who is an author, that's hence the use of the P, she gave me a gift to celebrate my book launch. And she called it a comfort bird, which apparently is a real thing. Some guy named Frank, over 100 years ago, started carving these tiny, smooth wooden birds that fit right in your hand. And they're so comforting to, like, hold and rub. It's kind of like a binky for adults. Well, it has brought me like a tremendous amount of comfort, this comfort bird. I'm a fairly like tactile person anyway. So having this little wooden bird, it's really saved my life, especially in really stressful moments or like whole days. I grab it. I remember to breathe. I remember to focus on what matters and it changes things. It's like a token, like from Inception. It's like a token for shifting my perspective. And I love it so much. And then number 10, the most important sacred choice of them all is Cholula hot sauce. So I have never been a hot sauce person. I don't really like heat, but Cholula has saved my life. It has changed my life. It has changed my dinners. I put it on almost everything. Tasting it makes me incredibly happy because we eat at our house. We eat a lot of the same things these days and that's okay. That's really, really okay. You guys having Cholula, it almost adds like a freshness to the meals that I'm not used to, you know, like these meals I'm used to the meals, but it's like, it adds like a difference by putting the Cholula on it. Because I've never eaten most of the meals that we have with Cholula, but now that I've taken on this new life of being like a hot sauce person, I love it. And it's like all the meals are different. It's so great. So those are the 10 things that are saving my life right now. Here is the thing about this. This list is silly and simple. I get it. It's also very accurate and deeply true of me. These things have been saving my life. If we search for grand things to save our lives, we'll just keep looking around, missing the tiny things that are right in front of us. It sounds very cliche, but it's still true. Noticing the simple things makes us continue to notice and be thankful for them. Then we are giving more energy to that, right? To that simple enjoyment than to spinning out over stuff that doesn't matter or that we cannot control. So maybe make your own list or name just one or two things. The next time you do a porch sit with a friend, ask her what would be on her list. It has a lot of power if you just give it the space. And that's it for today. So obviously the Lazy Genius Way is out in the world. We've had some delivery issues during release week. So sorry about that. But books are being shipped as quickly as possible. So I'm just so thankful for your patience if you've had to wait. And I hope that it's worth it. I really think it will be. I can't wait to hear how your life is impacted, even in the tiniest ways, with these Lazy Genius principles from The Lazy Genius Way. So thank you for reading it and ordering it. Thank you for listening today. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.